shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
Do you have any pictures of you as a serviceman?
That's kindergarten right there, okay.
I'm looking for a shot of you in uniform as an adult.
Half of our families make their living fishing. The other half of our families make their living in the Gulf.
How do you feel, Abby?
Excited.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of people are packing up and leaving. You know, I catch the bus all the time.
And that's just the way it is.
Famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And this hour, Doug Danger will join us to discuss Helen Thomas, plus the most stressful jobs in the year 2010, 877-876-PHIL. World Famous Phil Hendry Show, as you know, is online at philhendryshow.com. If you listen to our show, you become a Backstage Pass member. You can also watch the show, so you've got live video and audio streaming, as well as all of our archives, as well as, you know, you name it, man. It's there. It is the largest repository of a single radio show anywhere in the world, anywhere on the net, and we do it because we're very proud of the show. So pick up a Backstage Pass and join us at philhendryshow.com. The latest news, and I wanted to make sure that I gave this to you before we bring on Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. We're going to talk about Helen Thomas. We have this latest from the Sydney Morning Herald in Sydney, Australia. Teenage sailor Abby Sunderland has been found, a Qantas Airbus A330 sent from Perth, Australia, to search for the 16-year-old sailor, has located her in the Indian Ocean. I wonder if it's because they had some kind of communication equipment on there that could locate the beacon from her sailboat. Her father, Lawrence Sunderland, told Fairfax Radio in Australia his daughter was fine. Abby's fine. The vessel is upright. The weather conditions are abating, and searchers actually had communication with her via radio. We've heard the fishing vessel that's been diverted. We'll rendezvous with her tomorrow, and there will be a rescue then. Earlier today, Mr. Sunderland said the fate of his daughter, whose emergency beacons were activated in treacherous seas more than 3,000 kilometers off the Australian coast, was in God's hands. According to the Australian Maritime Safety Authority, the position transmitted by the sailor's emergency GPS beacon was 40 degrees, 48 minutes south of the equator, and longitude 74 degrees, 58 minutes east of the prime meridian, about 2,033 nautical miles west-southwest from Perth in the central southern Indian Ocean. I don't know why I'm reading all this stuff, you know.
Well, it's kind of interesting about how many minutes it took.
What do you mean, how many minutes it took?
Well, the 58 minutes.
That doesn't mean how many minutes it took to find her. That's the 58. That's just what they say.
It's like nautical talk, man.
Yeah, it's nautical talk. Mr. Sunderland, who is Australian and is now based in Thousand Oaks, California, with his family, said he spoke to Abby five or six times by phone yesterday to help fix a problem with the boat's engine. But shortly after the last call dropped out, the family learned an emergency device had gone off. It was one of two which were reported to have been sent off. But she's fine. They've diverted a fishing vessel to find this young lady, very gutsy kid, as she attempted to circumnavigate the Earth, the globe there in her sailboat. Doug Danger joining us. Doug, what do you think of that?
That's good news, good story. If you were to ask me, I'm a reporter, and I'm paid to question certain things. I'm not saying that I believe that the theory that was put forward by that very bizarre guest you had, Mr. Butler, about this being a hoax. I'm not talking about that, but you have to understand, Phil, you know, I'm a gay man, I'm a gay journalist, and if you saw the article a few weeks ago about gaydar being real, I don't like to call it gaydar, I think that's a homophobic term. I think it's a nonsensical term that's used by straights to try to make gays look stupid or squishy or silly. I will tell you this. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I've got a very good perception about these things. And no, I don't think it's a hoax. But I thought long and hard about it.
Well, boy, what kind of a hoax could you pull? I mean, this is a kid that's out in the middle of the Indian Ocean, you know.
No, as I said, I don't think it's a hoax. But you do have to keep these things in mind, you know, living in the day and age that we live in. But I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so I keep my eyes open about all this.
Well, let's talk about Helen Thomas and, you know.
Yeah, let's.
Helen Thomas retiring after this encounter with this rabbi and the comments that she made about the Jews going back to Germany and all of these things. You have a slightly different view on the Helen Thomas retirement, don't you?
Well, I think she was targeted, Phil. And that's what my column tomorrow morning is going to be about. The targeting of Helen Thomas is the name of it. I think she was targeted.
Was she targeted by this rabbi, by Jewish religious Jews, or?
No, I think she was targeted by the Washington establishment. That includes an establishment not only of conservatives but liberals as well. I think there is a political establishment of old guard, old school people who know when someone has grown a little bit more dangerous than they need them to be. Helen Thomas was always irascible, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And as I looked at Helen Thomas, and I knew that in a lot of ways, I didn't think she was very much of a player anymore as a reporter, but I look at her and I say, you know, this is a woman that has seen an awful lot. Now, when Rabbi David Nesanoff interviewed Helen Thomas, and he got those comments on camera, I knew she was dead. I knew she was dead.
You did?
Oh, I knew she was dead as soon as I read those, as soon as I heard those comments. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so I'm looking at, as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I'm looking at those comments, not just in the context of them being anti-Semitic, but as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I'm going to look at those in the context, is her career over? Is she ruined? And I knew that they would take her apart. They would take her apart the way you pull a chicken apart on a picnic table. Now, let me tell you why I'm saying what I'm saying, Phil.
Well, you told me that you had talked to, I believe you had talked to Amy Lynch, right?
Amy's a friend of mine. I talked to her about 3 years ago. And I said, Amy, I'm a gay man and I'm a gay journalist, so don't even try to lie to me. And she looked at me. She knew what I was talking about. I've been around long enough to know, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, no one lies to me, because they know if they try to lie to me, not only will I know they're liars, but I'll call them on it. So I said to Amy, and I said, all right, I'm a gay man and I'm a gay journalist. You know, if you try to lie to me, it's going to be a bad day. She said, I understand. I said, what do you know about Helen Thomas? She said to me the following thing, Phil. She said, do you think you could be in Washington, D.C. as a reporter for about 60 years without having slept with a president? Now, I'm a gay man and I'm a gay journalist.
Without having slept with a president?
That's what she said, Amy Lynch. And she winked at me and she moved on. Now, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I let that pass, by the way, as a gay man and as a gay journalist, because no one winks at me, especially a straight woman, and walks away like she thinks I'm just some silly little F-word, you know. I'm not her silly little swishy fag, you know.
Let's watch that word, okay?
I apologize. But no straight woman winks at me like I'm the beard, you know. So I let it slide. I let it slide. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
I mean, you're confusing me. What did you let slide?
The fact that this straight...
Oh, she winked at you and walked away.
Right. So now I start to put two and two together, and now I realize. And I did a little bit of digging. And Helen Thomas, it's very, very possible, Bill, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, it's very, very possible to put Helen Thomas together with George Bush Sr. on certain dates. And I don't want to go into that, only to say you could put, conceivably, Helen Thomas together with George Bush Sr., Ronald Reagan, and Jimmy Carter.
All right, now how likely is it, given the fact that these men are presidents of the United States, and perhaps I'm being a little simple-minded, how likely is it that they're going to sleep with Helen Thomas?
You know something, Phil? Helen Thomas may not have been the best-looking woman on the face of the earth, but I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I know what a beautiful woman looks like as a gay man and as a gay journalist. But I will tell you this much. She is an intelligent woman. She's a woman that I'm sure when she was younger was a great conversationalist. She knew the strain and the stresses of being a powerful man in Washington, especially the President of the United States. And I'm sure that Helen Thomas was an individual that the President's welcome talking to, even if it meant they had to have sex with her to do it. Now, as a gay man...
What do you mean had to have sex with him? You know what I'm saying?
With her.
All right. What do you mean by that?
Well, as a gay man, I'm telling you, as a gay man, as a gay journalist.
Well, what are you saying?
I'm saying that she was an individual who the presidents liked to talk to. They liked to have, they liked to confide in her. They liked to hear her counsel. They liked to have that woman close. She was a good friend, a good person to talk to. And the thing that they had to deal with an individual like Helen Thomas, they obviously were required on some level to sleep with her. And that's, I think, what AIDS...
When you say required on sub... So, in other words, what you're telling me is that Helen Thomas, in exchange for Helen Thomas being a confidant of these presidents... You're talking about three presidents.
I'm talking about three presidents, yeah.
We're talking about George Bush Sr.
Right, Ronald Reagan and Jimmy Carter.
All right. In order for Helen Thomas to be the confidant to these three presidents, a valued confidant, they had to agree to sleep with her, is what you're saying.
That is the only read on this, and that was the read that I got from Amy Lynch when I talked to her. And this was about 4 or 5 years ago on the White House lawn, as I saw Helen walk by, and I waved to her. And I don't spend a lot of time in Washington, but I'm familiar with Helen. And I told Amy, I said, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I said, you're not going to treat me like your little sissy, so what's the story? And she winked and walked away, and I knew. Now, I think what's happening is the following thing. I think they set her up to say those anti-Semitic things to ruin any book she had planned. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
All right, so you're saying that Helen Thomas was purposefully set up to say anti-Semitic things.
That's correct.
So that she would lose her job, basically end her career, and any book that she was going to write about sleeping with these three presidents would be null and void.
No one's going to believe it. Everyone's going to think she's a senile old B-I-T-C-H. She's a senile, dirty old anti-Semite that no one wants to have anything to do with, and a very interesting and possibly explosive book about three presidents agreeing to sleep with Helen Thomas because she was an outstanding confidant. She understood powerful men, and she understood in Washington, D.C., what it's like. As a gay man, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, I put those two twos together. If you talk about 2 + 2 = 4, I put the twos together to get the 4 as a gay man, as a gay journalist.
All right, so, you know what? It's funny that you say this. She has this book. You can still come out with a book just because you say that she said what she said.
Well, she could come out with a book, but who's going to believe it? Who's going to believe it coming from a dirty, old, nasty, senile anti-Semite? Who's going to believe a book from Helen Thomas now? She's been relegated to the scrap heap of nasty, smelly old... I can't even describe it. You know, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, God knows... You're around a lot of these hags, you know, but I've never seen something like this. I've never seen anything like this in my life. Still getting access to the White House. So
the book deal for Helen Thomas, the possibility of her having a book, an explosive book, is not going to happen because of this. It's very interesting. We got Doug Danger on the line. Hang on, Doug. 877-876-PHIL as we talk with Doug Danger about Helen Thomas. He believes she was set up. He believes she was provoked or baited into saying the things that she said so that she would be fired, would have no career and no credibility, and the book she was planning on writing about sleeping with three presidents would have no credibility, basically.
Yeah, and I think three could be four, but I'm sure it was Daddy Bush, Ronald Reagan, and Jimmy Carter.
And you say, though, that they agreed to sleep with her. They didn't want to.
I think that was their... They exchanged themselves... agreeing to whatever they agreed to so that she would be their confidant, yeah.
It's interesting. 877-876-PHIL. Helen Thomas set up and baited to say anti-Semitic things so that she'd lose credibility, and a book she was planning on writing about sleeping with Ronald Reagan and Jimmy Carter would have no credibility at all. Doug Danger is with us from the Orange County Courier. 877-876-PHIL on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Get in, I'm a gay man.
Yeah, we got that.
You know I'm gay.
Phil Henry. You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL. We had the breaking story for you earlier that Abby Sunderland has been located. She's alive and she's well. Located by the Australian Rescue Authorities as well as a search plane, an Airbus A330, which was sent, contacted her. I believe the Airbus had actual contact and communication with her, meaning she spoke with them. And she said that... according to the report, she said that she was fine.
I think what she said, Phil, was she had plenty of food.
Yeah, she had plenty of food, and she was okay. So they've dispatched a rescue vessel on the seas that is supposed to make contact with her today. This is early Friday morning out here on the West Coast. It's sometime in the evening hours in Australia. 877-876-PHIL. Doug Danger joining us. This is a very interesting thing you're telling me, Doug, about Helen Thomas. You're saying that primarily Helen Thomas was baited into saying these anti-Semitic remarks.
Yeah.
And she was baited into saying those anti-Semitic remarks to ruin her career so a book about sleeping with three presidents wouldn't come out.
Well, look, I've done enough interviews, Phil. I've certainly done enough interviews with you to know when you sound a little perplexed or suspicious of what I'm saying. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, all right? What that means is, as I've said to you more times than I really feel like saying...
No, I know what you're saying.
No, I'm going to say it again. I am very perceptive. As a gay man, as a gay journalist, I have a perceptive ability that is a cut above what a normal reporter would be able to see. So I can see, and I'm not saying it's not a supernatural power, but in many ways I can cut through the BS and see where a story is. Helen Thomas, and again, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, Ben.
Well, what is your proof? If you don't mind me asking, what is your proof?
What do you mean? I don't understand what you mean by proof.
What evidence do you have?
The evidence that I've got is I put two and two together as a gay man and a gay journalist. All right.
Well, but you said that Helen Thomas slept with three presidents.
Because my perception as a gay man and as a gay journalist.
Well, hold on for a minute. Helen Thomas slept with three presidents, and was going to write a book about it, and they found out about it, and so they dispatched this rabbi to ask embarrassing questions.
That is correct. That's what I believe has happened. I think they have ruined the woman. Now any book she writes, they're going to think she's just, as I mentioned, and I don't mean to keep drilling this in, but I think any book she writes, they think they're going to say, oh, here comes another book from that dirty, nasty, filthy, old, stained anti-Semite.
And boy, you really...
What? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
No, I understand that, but you're really digging it in there on her. All right, so... that is your opinion, and I agree with you.
No, that's what happened. It is my opinion, but I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
But what is the evidence you have? Where is the evidence of, for instance, Helen Thomas sleeping with Ronald Reagan? Helen Thomas writing a book about that? Where is the evidence that this guy, this rabbi, was dispatched by whoever to embarrass her and to make her say anti-Semitic things so the book would be ruined? Where is that information?
All right. Let me start all over again with you.
You don't have to start all over again.
Yeah, I do. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. You know I'm gay, right?
Yes, I know you're gay. How are you telling me that because of
my perceptive ability as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I have been able, as I said, to put two and two together, and I know, as a result of my investigation, that wink that Amy Lynch gave me, and a million other intangibles, Phil, that you and your listeners will never understand. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Okay? Phil, you there?
I'm here, yeah.
All right. You know I'm gay, so I'm able to put these things together in ways that your audience can only dream of. There are facts that I can put together, that I can put two and two together, that I can create a story in ways your audience can only wet dream about. They'd wake up in a, well, you know what they'd wake up in. Now,
okay, so Helen Thomas slept with Ronald Reagan.
I'm gay. I wish...
Really, I know...
You're a very frustrated man, I understand that. But, again, you have to realize what it is I'm up against. I'm up against a dirty old lying, Jew-hating woman... But a larger problem, and that is the power establishment in Washington that wanted to wreck Helen Thomas because she had slept with George Bush Sr. Now, George Bush Sr. didn't want to sleep with her, and I think that's the thing that Washington misses. They didn't want to have to do it. But because she gave them such good counsel, because she was such a good friend to them, they couldn't say no and remain credible.
So you think that's going to save the reputation of former President Bush?
Absolutely, yeah. He can say, I had to.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We're going to come back here with Doug Danger and your phone calls here in a moment as we talk about Helen Thomas. This is a story, man. She's blackmailed three presidents into sleeping with her because she was a good friend. Some people in Washington found that out, so asked her a bunch of questions that would prove she's an anti-Semite to ruin the book she's going to write. Back with Doug Danger on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.
Phil, Doug Danger with us from the Orange County Courier as we can continue talking about the epilogue, I suppose, to the career of Helen Thomas.
I wanted to make just a side comment here about the young lady, Abby Sunderland.
Go ahead.
You know, and I'm at the risk of sounding like some old woman-hating queen, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I don't hate women. I love women, and I've got great friends that are women, but I know I'm probably going to come off sounding like some old Edward Albee female-hating queen when I say, ain't it just like a woman to start something she can't finish? I'm Doug Danger. Okay, I'm ready to go.
All right, I mean, what did you do? You locked out of that?
It was a comment. That you could have, I'm Doug Danger, and you could have gone on. I'm just saying it.
But just like a woman to start something she can't finish. That child, a 16-year-old girl, she's lucky to be alive.
No, I understand that. That's why I'm making jokes. You can't make jokes. I couldn't have made a joke. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, all right? I can't make a joke about someone that's dead, but I can make a joke about someone that's alive. And thank God Abby Sunderland is alive. If you believe in God, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I don't. I'm an atheist. But if you believe in God, thank God that Abby Sunderland is alive. I'm Doug Danger.
All right. Let's get back to Helen Thomas, though. 877-876-PHIL. It is Doug's feeling that Helen Thomas, was set up by someone to spew this anti-Semitism, and that so she couldn't get this book written. And that is the result of this book that she was sleeping with three presidents. It's a wild idea.
But as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I'm not talking off the top of my head here.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to a phone call, and then we'll continue the discussion here. We have, let's see, hold on. Sorry, Kyle, I got to go to another phone call here. We have Cody in Manchester. Cody, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Doug Danger.
Yes, sir. I have one simple question.
Yeah.
And why do we have a gay man and a gay journalist who spouts that off every other sentence on a conservative syndicated talk show?
Well, I don't understand why I can't be a gay man and a gay journalist and not be on a conservative talk show. What does that mean?
It means that it just completely defies conservative values, like the values.
You are aware of the fact that there are conservative gay people. You are aware of that.
Well, they aren't really true conservatives because the conservative ideal is built around, like, Christian values.
No, it's not. No, you don't even know what you're talking about, do you? You ever heard of Barry Goldwater?
No, sir.
All right. Well, then you don't know what you're talking about.
How is that?
Well, what are we going to talk about here, guy?
I'm not going to explain conservatism to some dumb redneck who doesn't...
Oh, hold on with the dumb redneck thing, okay? Hold on with that.
Well, this guy doesn't even... calls himself a conservative. He wouldn't know a conservative if it came up and sat on his face.
And all right, Doug, you know something? What is it that you need to know, Cody? You don't think that conservatives can be gay?
No, sir. I just don't think that someone of this caliber who flaunts being an atheist
should
be on a conservative talk show.
Well, I don't know where you got the idea this is a conservative talk show. Why do you think my show's conservative?
Well,
I voted for Barack Obama.
Well, here in Manchester, Tennessee, it's on 99.7, which is a conservative radio station. So I'm just wondering why it's syndicated on a conservative station if there's going to be a gay man.
So you don't believe in free you don't believe in free speech, huh? Is that it?
Yes, sir. I actually worked for a newspaper in high school. but
so you do believe it. You do believe in free speech. So you, because your whole point here is that you don't want a guy talking stuff that isn't conservative on a conservative. You want to hear everything on this station that you agree with, right? You don't want to hear anything that you would disagree with. Is that it?
No, sir. I just don't want somebody who's every other word.
Let me talk to the guy because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm a gay man.
Well, we know that, Doug.
Sir, is your name Cody? Is that it?
Yes.
Your name, sorry, Cody, can I tell you something? You know how many gay men I know named Cody? That's number one. Does that make you gay? No. But I could say there's a lot of gay guys I know who are named Cody. I don't think you're gay, but if I wanted to, I could make an issue out of that. Now, as a gay man and a gay journalist, I happen to know that Barry Goldwater believed that gays should be allowed in the military. Barry Goldwater, who was one of the founding members of one of the founding thinkers of the modern conservative movement, had no truck with religion per se. He was a state's rights guy, sure, but he did not believe in the combining of church and state. Now, that's Barry Goldwater. Now, I don't necessarily agree with him. And in many ways, he was a dirty old, you know, I don't even want to...
Don't talk about Barry Goldwater, okay?
All right, but he was a founding conservative. And he didn't care about gays, whether they were in the military or not. Now, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. You know that, right?
Obviously.
Who's this guy? What's his name?
Cody.
Oh, you do? All right. I'm on here talking about Helen Thomas, who is an anti-Semite. She ain't going to be anti-Semitic no more because, even if she did sleep with Ronald Reagan, nobody's ever going to believe it. Because she's a dirty old, croned up bull.
Okay, we got it. Thanks a lot, Doug. 877-876-PHIL. Thank you, Cody, for your phone call. Let's go on to another caller here. Here we have Kyle in Las Vegas, who I got to a little sooner. Kyle, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Doug Danger.
Hey, how's it going, you guys? I just wanted to throw out there that I don't think she was set up. I think, just like everyone, we make a mistake and we say something stupid, and this was caught on audio. And now we're all acting like high school children trying to start something that shouldn't be started.
She was going to do a book. The book's done. What can kill a book more than having your career end on a controversial note?
I actually think it would be a better book. I think it would be a better book.
77876 Phil. Let's go over to John. John, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
You know, all I'm saying is I'm a gay man and a gay journalist who has the perception to know that Helen Thomas didn't put a gun to their head, but she might as well have put a gun to Jimmy Carter's head and said, "You're sleeping with me."
Go ahead, sir.
Well, I just... Who gives a hoot about all of that? She said what she said.
Was wrong. I do. I would have loved to have read the book.
My big thing is I agree with the previous caller, Cody. Who cares about being a gay man
guy?
And a gay journalist? Why do you keep repeating it? We got it.
That's not what he said. He said a gay man can't be on a conservative station. That's what he said.
Oh,
and I'm saying yes,
I don't care
I
about that. But dude, why do you keep repeating yourself? Do you know how uneducated
you know I'm gay?
Or do you think that we don't get it? We got it.
I don't think you get it. I don't think you get it. Well, you can't speak for everybody. You can speak for yourself. Did you get it?
Yes, we're getting it, Doug, because you're saying it.
No. What's this we?
Over and
you got
over
a racket
again.
In your pocket?
You sound retarded for saying that over and over again.
Oh,
we got it, man.
So you don't like so you're not only homophobic,
you
don't like retarded people.
You're creating a conspiracy theory about what she did and all of this. She said something wrong. She's paying for it.
Yeah.
You know?
By not getting her book published. By
you're
not getting her book published
being a gay man
about,
and a gay
about
journalist
sleeping with
over
Ronald
and
Reagan.
Over again saying
you said
it
she
over
slept with
air.
Ronald Reagan because she put a gun to his head.
No, I didn't say that.
I mean a figurative gun.
Reagan had to sleep with her in exchange for her advice. Now, the reason I can say that is I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Oh, my God, if you say that.
I think it's bothering John because he's in the closet.
All right, John, thanks. 877-876-PHIL. It's the Phil Henry Show.
Well, why would it bother you then?
All right, we're moving on. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Alice in Illinois. Alice, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, please.
I don't know why you lead this
Waukegan, yeah.
An idiot talk. He said he repeats himself so much that everybody is sick of hearing it. Every one of you out there says
are
so.
You,
He said the same words too many times, and he need not say it. We all get it. And who the heck
I'm
is
gay.
He's
I'm
getting
gay.
Something into a conspiracy theory about Helen Thomas.
That's right.
That probably
That's right.
never happened. He probably made it
no,
all
it
up.
No, it did happen.
But even
no,
if
no,
it's
I did not
true,
make it up.
Listen to me,
it is true. It is true. And
You'll
Helen Thomas forced Ronald Reagan to sleep with her.
Will you stop
he
with
never
that?
Slept with her, and she never said he did. You made that up.
How do you
liar.
Know? Oh,
listen to what
so you
said.
Think I'm a gay man and a
you
gay journalist.
You shut your gayness up.
I'm gay.
Who cares?
I'm gay.
Who cares? Say something
you?
Intelligent for once. All
I'm
she did
going
was
to say
ask
something
a
intelligent.
Question. Can someone
I'm say Helen? I didn't know you moved to Waukegan, Helen.
Okay.
Talk over me, you fool.
I have to talk over you. Somebody's got to do something good on this show. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Stop
Helen Thomas
again.
Moved
That's
to
redundant. You idiot. You don't even understand that. You are the most ignorant person. I have met intelligent gay people. You're not one
no,
of them.
No, you haven't. No, you haven't. And your hairdresser doesn't count. No, you haven't.
Oh, you
now,
liar.
Two.
I practiced law for many, many years and met many, many gay people, and they were all more intelligent
who?
Than you.
Name one. Name one. I don't think you met a gay person other than the one that did your hair or what's left of it.
Oh, you are
I can
really,
tell you,
you're prejudiced
ma'am,
yourself
say,
if you think that's
Helen
the only
Thomas,
gay people. There are gay
what?
Lawyers, teachers, everyone. I'm not getting into that. Get back to this topic, Helen Thomas.
So in other words,
there's
so you're in the closet.
There's nothing wrong with her brain,
so
and you're lying on her, this stupid
so you're
conspiracy
a, so
theory.
You're a dirty old closeted lesbian, is that it?
Look, at Doug, you aren't going to win an argument by calling people names.
Talking about. That's the truth.
Oh, you know about Helen Thomas? I worked at
I know she's smarter than you are. She's probably
no, you
smarter
don't.
Than
you
Reagan.
You don't know her.
Knows the rest
Helen
of them.
Knows.
And Jimmy Carter never slept with her, any of them. He was a moral man. He loved
ma'am,
it in
I
his
don't
heart.
Know how you
listen?
Make,
yeah,
I'm
I think you're too young to even
he said
know
he lusted
about
after women in his heart. He did. He lusted after. He said he lusted after that old
well,
hag
sure
in his heart.
He never slept with Helen Thomas, and that's not who he was lusting in his heart about, you ignorant idiot.
And you would know this how? You would know this how?
Because I read voraciously, and you probably haven't even read a book by a
read.
Gay person or
he never
not.
Said that. He
did
never
you read
said
Portnoy's
anybody, like he's
complaint?
Say,
Philip Roth is not gay,
Portnoy's
but it's a very
so,
good
ma'am,
book
that's
about
what you know,
that.
So that's what you know about gays, some dirty
I know
old,
a hell of a lot more
dirty
than
old queer novel by Philip Roth.
Portnoy's complaint, what is that?
It's some old dirty
it's
queer book that she read.
It's Philip Roth about
it's
people
pornography.
Like him.
It's pornography.
Well,
it's
look,
not pornography. It got an
it most
award
certainly
and
is.
Everything. Philip Roth
well, I'm sure
is a
it did get an award.
Author.
Yeah,
and you are a fool.
Got awards. You know what? Deep Throat got awards, too. That don't mean anything. That don't make the sun rise.
Portnoy's complaint is certainly not pornography, you ignoramus. Google it.
Portnoy's complaint, she just said anus. Is she allowed to do that?
No, she did not. She
that.
Said she said ignoramus.
No, she did not. She said she called me an anus. Now, I...
Oh, he's
she said ignoramus.
And I'm not going to stand for that. Get back to Helen Thomas.
That's
There's
the
nothing
old,
wrong
that's
with
the
that
only
woman.
Gay thing.
And
that's
I would
the only
be willing
gay
to bet she
said.
Lands on her feet. This guy talks over everybody. And
lands
he's
on her feet? No, ma'am. She won't land on her feet. She's going to land on that big, fat nose of hers, and she's going to know the reason
See,
why.
See, you're the
why?
Prejudiced person, and you're spinning lies about her just to make yourself seem like a gay journalist is a big shot. You are a little shot in a big pond. You are going nowhere, man.
Listen,
just like
lady,
that idiot that thought he was going to talk that little girl and he was going to be famous. General Mills would not put that man on a wheeze box to save anybody, and everybody that ever heard him talk would be writing General Mills and saying,
if
don't
he goes
do
around
it.
The world and that little girl didn't, he's going to get on a Wheaties box.
He's
that little girl's going to wish that
you
she was on a Wheaties
that,
box.
How ignorant you are, you dimwit.
How am I ignorant thinking that that guy's going to get on a Wheaties
box? I'm not
going
to explain that to you. Get back to the topic. It's Helen Thomas.
All right.
There's nothing
Helen
wrong
Thomas,
with her brain.
When Hel-
she's going to
when
land
Helen
on
Thomas,
her feet.
When Helen Thomas will oh, land on her feet. You keep
say,
saying that.
But she said it out of turn. She should not have said it there and then. And she went too far.
So you hate Jews, too. You hate Jews, too? Is that it?
No, she's
how did you get that?
I understand why she said it.
Oh, you understand why she said it?
Of course
you
I
understand?
Do.
Hey, Phil, here's another dirty old...
Will you cut it out?
You're a queen, man, and just That's all. You admit that.
You're a dirty old closet lesbian. Oh, why don't you go throw a football around, Butch?
Yeah, we'll play the tape later and count how many times
Wait,
you
we'll
were redundant.
Later.
How many times
no, nobody's
I was
gonna
redundant.
Play. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. At least I know it, and I'm not
Shut
in the closet.
Up.
I gotta come
don't.
Out. I gotta come out at night and play catch with my dyke friends because I don't want anybody to see me in the daytime. Now, did any of your lawyer friends?
All right, that's it. I can't take it. Thank you very much for your call. Thank you.
I guess he's a gay man, a gay journalist, huh?
877-876-PHIL. Check in with us online at philhenryshow.com, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Where's that old bitch? Where is it? Where is that football throwing foot?
Phil Henry. Bill Henry Show.
We got an update on Abby Sunderland. I know we still have Doug Danger on the line. You wanted to give a quick review of A-Team, Doug?
Absolutely, Phil. A-Team, there's not going to be any real reason for anybody to go see this film. Firstly, because of the fact the director himself said that he didn't really want to do a remake of the TV show. He wanted to make an entirely new film. I don't know what that's going to constitute. I don't know what it's going to look like, how he's going to constitute it and all that and everything else. Now, I haven't seen it, but I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And
you know, you, Doug, because you're a gay man and a gay, you don't think you have to see movies.
Yes, I do. But when a movie is as lousy as this one is going to be...
How do you know it's lousy?
All right, first of all, it's got Liam Neeson. He's not bad, but he's done far too many of these roles as the father, confessor, protector, Obi-Wan Kenobi, some bitch. You know what I'm saying? In other words, this Liam Neeson is always playing... Didn't he play some damn thing in Star Wars? He did. All right, so he's really blowing it with some of these roles. I loved him when he was playing that Schindler. You remember him? He also played a badass on that bounty. So I think it's going to stink because of that. I think it's going to stink because the guy that plays Mr. T is not even a professional actor. He's a wrestler, and they think that you know, that's all this and a bag of pork rinds. So I think it's going to stink, and I know it's going to stink, and I don't think anybody should go see it because it'll stink. And on the Doug Danger gay thumb register, I give it 3 gay thumbs down. That's 3 gay thumbs down. I'm Doug Danger.
All right, thanks a lot, Doug. And one of these days I'm going to ask you about what 3 gay thumbs down means. And
What is that supposed to mean? What 3 gay thumb down? What is that?
What does it mean to say 3 gay thumbs down?
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I'm giving it 3 down gay thumbs.
So, in other words, you have 3 arms?
Are you an idiot or something, man? It's that bad. 3 gays. If I had 3 gays here, 3 gay thumbs are down. What a jackball.
Well, that's the second guy you hung it up on tonight.
Hey, bud, that's the second guy I hung up on, not hunged it up on, okay?
Sorry.
877-876-PHIL. All right. This is from Abby Sunderland's blog, and she's got a little blog there that she was updating, I imagine, when she was, here's a little entry that she made. It's been rough for a few days. The last few days have been pretty busy out here. I've been in some rough weather for a while with winds steady at 40 to 45 knots. So that was a few days ago. And then she entered... Then that was the last entry that she made, and that was on June 7. What's today? Today is June 11. The next entry was on June 9, and this was from her family. But here is the latest now. The family posted on the blog, we've just heard from the Australian search and rescue people. The plane arrived on the scene moments ago. Wild Eyes is upright, but her rigging is down. The weather conditions are abating. Radio communication was made, and Abby reports that she is fine! Exclamation point. You imagine this family must feel fantastic. We don't know much else right now. The French fishing vessel that was diverted to her location will be there in a little over 24 hours. Where they will take her or how long it will take, we don't know. More updates as news comes in. And that's Lawrence and Marianne Sunderland, and they are the parents there of Abby. And that's what we theorized earlier on. We said that it sounded like the mast came down because she was only doing a knot an hour in the water. And according now to the NewZealandHerald.com or NewZealandHerald.nz, teenage solo sailor Abby Sunderland is alive and well, but her boat has been dismasted hours after a search was mounted when she encountered extremely rough weather. It must have been rough as hell, man. I don't know how big that boat is that she's on, but for that thing to snap its mast?
What's that mean? Like the big stick?
Yeah, that's the big stick, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's the big stick. It's the big mast. It's the big piece of wood that the big sail is attached to.
Oh, okay.
She's fine. The boat's afloat, and she's on it. Good Lord, I don't have any idea how big this craft is that she's on. It's you got to figure, if you're going around the world, man, it's got to be, at least 40 feet, 35 to 40 feet. That's a pretty good-sized mast, and for that thing to get snapped in the weather that she was in, she just must have hung on for dear life, man, until everything just got calmed down. She's fine. The boat's not taking on any water, according to her father. She had activated these emergency beacons. So, keep an eye on it, guys. We'll do the same thing. World famous Phil Henry Show. Don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. Produced by Jason Rantz. Our technical director is Ralph Rodriguez. And, of course, our screener is Dan Northcraft. And this is Phil Henry until, later on tonight or tomorrow morning. Later.
Phil Henry.